Adel, a very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, good morning. Thank God and with you.
Yeah, very good. Thank you. So, Adel, you know, every week we look at this and we say, is there anything to talk about that isn't COVID? Well,
yes.
Is there anything to talk about that isn't COVID related?
I do believe so. And I think that, you know, we become so consumed about this COVID that we've actually lost the plot and we're not really watching too much more. It's kind of the scenario where we find ourselves in a pit. You know, when Joseph was thrown into the pit by their brothers. Imagine that. We've been thrown into this like dark hole, you know, and that hole is this COVID corona. It's like surrounding us. And we're really not looking outside the pit or even trying to see if there's any movement outside the pit. But I believe that there's light at the end of the tunnel, number one, to get out the corona. But more than that, that there's things happening in the world that we're not really paying much attention to. And that is actually helping the world to transform, that when we do come out of the pit, this world is going to be very different.
Sorry, carry on. I'm interested.
So for example, you know, for a long time, many times on your show and in our discussions, we were talking about things that are changing the world and bringing the world to become a better place and taking away threats, you know, that have been hanging over us. Let's take, for example, the Iranian threat. Like, this Iranian threat has been threatening us for a long time. And we saw for sure in the last, you know, couple of years how Netanyahu has, you know, pushed up the ante that they're preparing the nuclear bomb. We saw how Trump came in and he dismantled it. But if we are watching very carefully out of the pit at the news, you'll see that Iran is being more and more dismantled every single day. Obviously, there was a substantial killing of their head military guy, Soleimani.
Yeah.
But, no one is talking about the fact, and they're not even talking, how COVID has destroyed the Iranian government and Iran.
That's true.
How the economic sanctions have finished them. And now what we're actually seeing is that they're becoming so weak and they're like losing the plot. The other day, the Iranian guard actually shot at their own people and killed their own people. I laughed because I'm a Mashiach watcher. They killed 19 of their own, and we know the number 19 is very significant these days. And, you know, for a much bigger discussion Kabbalistically, what 19 means. But I think, like, you know, they're being very weakened in Syria. Nobody's taking notice of the fact that Israel is going in every couple of days and bombing them. They're actually retracting from Syria. So this threat that we had before COVID-19, I think when we come out, is just actually not going to exist anymore. You know, that's a light that we can see outside of the tunnel. You know, the whole destruction of oil, the oil price, and the changing now of the Saudis' attitude towards Israel. If you're watching the news, they're very pro-Israel. The other day, they had a whole spat with the Palestinians. And they actually said to the Palestinians, because the Palestinians started laughing at them, that now they're like impoverished by the fact that there's no more oil. And they went and said, well, I don't know about the oil, but you certainly are not on land that belongs to you. This land belongs to Israel. Whenever did you hear that?
And in fact, we saw Qatari Airlines yesterday, and they're giving away, I think, 100,000 tickets, free tickets to frontline healthcare workers. And they specified that Israel is included in this.
Exactly.
I mean, to even think that that could ever happen, it's quite bizarre.
Exactly. Yeah, and so what I'm saying, we feel so like constrained by this corona, and there's nothing about this corona, and we're going on and on and on with it. The fact is that the world is actually changing on many, many other levels, and we just actually need to peer out of our hole and just like watch some other news and see what else is happening. Things are being dismantled without even a bullet being fired.
Yeah,
it's quite amazing. It's just quite amazing.
So that requires it requires perspective. You've basically got to zoom out. And is that what you do? What is the technique that you use? Because it is so easy to get caught up in the minutiae and the chaos of what is this very strange world.
Look, I think I love the way that you use the word zoom out, because I felt like saying everybody's zooming in right these days.
Right,
you know?
Exactly.
Okay, even closer to the computer screen than ever before. But the zoom out perspective is that there is some force called God you know, call it whatever, a higher being, whatever it is that you see that is actually running this world, and that we're just little pieces in a huge puzzle. Imagine us a 7 billion piece puzzle. And there is a time and a place for everything, and there's something much bigger than us controlling what is going on. And if you actually just step out of yourself and you put on those type of glasses, that type of perspective, you start seeing things pull into place. And so it's happening individually, where I just spoke to somebody this morning who went and said, you know, now thank God to this quarantine, I've got a different perspective on X. And we've had many of these discussions. So individually, when you remove yourself and you actually see that this is all for the better good, and then start looking at it from a global perspective, this world is actually careering to a fantastic, fantastic place. It's just painful getting there because we all need to shift. But it's happening.
Absolutely right. I'd love your thoughts on 34519 or 061-895-1019. Adel Kozlowski, thank you for that perspective. I feel like it's exactly what we needed.